We are learning daf Tes Amud Beis, and we're starting from the bottom of Tes Amud Aleph. Boyi Rav Oven. Rav Oven has a shayla. According to Rav Yechanan, who says that once you do a tmura once on a certain carbon, a oila or asham, you can't do a tmura again. So what's the halacha if hifrish asham is chaberboy? You set aside an asham to have a kapara with it. Vehemir boy, you did a tmura. That's fine. The tmura works. Vehumam, and it got a mum. Vechilaloy al achar, it got a mum. And then you had to now transfer kedusha on something else, and chil al achar on animal number two, and that became the asham. And then that number two got lost. Benischaper ba asham achar, and you mischaper with asham number three. Benitak la'ila. Now halacha is on the asham that you found number two, is that it becomes the oila because it can't be used for asham anymore. That's halacha Moshe Sinai. That if a asham mischaper asham by chatas mesa. By a asham, it's yirach yishtoivu, and it's yishech that it turns into oila. So now we have here three animals, really. The first animal, you did a tmura on, then it got a mum, you transferred it on number two. The second animal got lost, you had number three, you got three, you had a kapara, and the number two is sitting here, it's returned into oila. And the question is, on number two, if you're holding out to make a tmura twice, can I make a tmura on this? So you're going to ask me, why not? It's a different animal. But it came from the same Kedusha that there was a Tamura done already. It came from number one, which had a Tamura done to it already. So here, it's maybe the same Kedusha. On the other hand, it turned to Oila. So really, it's another goof, it's another animal, and it's really another Kedusha. And the question is, since it came originally from number one, could you make another Tamura on that? That's really the base of the Mara Shaila. What's the question? So the Bai is saying, I could have clarified even a different question. If your question is that by two gufim, by two different animals, it's allowed to make a tmura again, so even with one kedusha, you could clarify shayla. So why do you have to say the case that it was mischaper number three? Why do I have to bring number three asham in? Just talking about two ashams. The first asham, you made a tmura on it. Then it got a mum, and you transferred it on to number two. And the question is, on number two, can I make a tmura? Because that's a new guf. Even though it's the same kedushas asham, but it's a new guf. You clear it like that. Ibeis kedushas v'guf echad to bayalei, but loy humam. If your question is just two kedushas, even by guf echad, you could have the same question, but loy humam. You could say the case like this, that I had number one, I made a tmura on it, then it got lost, I got another tamura, I was schapper with the second tamura. Now I found the first one, that turns into oila. Can I make a tamura now? Because it turned into oila, so it's a new piece now. Because it turned into oila now, so it's a new kedusha. But one guf. So clear the shayla that way. So you could have cleared, you have two different shaylas we had. Instead of combining the shayla, we had both cases in one. It was two gufin and two kedushas. You could have cleared the shayla by two kedushas and one guf, or one kedusha and two gufin. Zakti Gemara, Rabbi Oven Chodom Megoy Chodom Kama Bayalein. It was like Im Tim Tzaloy Mashayla. It was like one and one after the other one. So like this, Im Tim Tzaloy Mashnei Gufim VeKedusha Achas. Maybe you'll tell me by two Gufim and one Kedusha, which the case of two Gufim and one Kedusha is a case where it got a mum and transferred into number two, but it's still the same Asham. So there, I hear you'll tell me. Even if you tell me there, I can't do it again. Why not? That kedusha of asham, I did a tamura in that asham ready. But shnei gufim shnei kedusha is mau. But you clear the shayla still when again it gets lost and then it turns to oila. So now it's now besides being a new guf, it's a new kedusha. Then it could clear the shayla, and that is found in oven shayla. In timtza loymar shnei gufim and one kedusha will still be a problem making a tamura. Maybe if it's also two kedushas, maybe then you can make a tamura mau. And that thing where it says teiku, we're starting with a shayla. That's one lashon in the Gemara. Lishna Achrina, slightly different. Lishna Achrina, Boyer Rab Avon Rab Yechanan. Boyer Rab Avon. Rab Yechanan to Amma, Ema Mirim, Chayz Ma Mirim. According to Rab Yechanan, they can't do Tumura twice. What happens? Hifresh Asham is Chaper, boy. You set aside Asham to do a Kapara. Vehemer, boy. And you did a Tumura. Vehumam. And I got a mum. Vechil al Achar. And you were Mechal on a different animal. Mao Shiyachse Veyomer. Could you do a Tumura again? Could you do a Tumura again? According to this lashon, right away we ask the shayla in two ways. Let's see, inami, or so the first case, the shaila where it's two gufim and one kedusha. The second shaila is a case when a schaper ba'ashem acher v'nidiz el oilo without two gufim. It was one guf, but it changed kedusha. It's turned to oilo now. Why? Because a schaper with a different asham. Ma'al shiach sevi yomer. That was the way that the Lishna Chida asked the shaila. It was two shailas. And one shaila by two kedushas and one guf, and one other thing was two gufim and one kedusha. So I'm gonna buy. Hey, come on, which one's your main shaila? Kedusha acheres ba'isa guf. If your question was kedusha acheres ba'isa guf with one guf, two kedusha one guf, then loin nebayi humam v'chilavacha. Don't clear the shaila where you got a mum and you got another guf. And e guf achar ba'isa kedusha. If your question is with two gufim and one kedusha, loyne bayi neschaper ashem achar. Don't clear the shaila by the schaper with a different ashem, which turns this into oilo, which is a new kedusha. Don't clear the shaila there. That's the way Lishna Achrina asks on Rab Oven. And Mar says Rab Oven chadom v'goy chadikam ba'alei. He asked one shaila that was totally the other shaila, and it went like this: Human v'chilal achar mahu. If you're mechalant and no one came another guf, they're both asham but came another guf. Mao shiach zviyomer. I could do a tamura again on the second one. That's an asham now. They got transferred from the mum of the first one. Mir mina ba asham rishon hu deinichoyzem meimer. The first asham I can't do tamura again on a guf achar another guf. I forgot the kaddish or yisak kedusha. It's the same exact kedusha as asham choyzem meimer. I could do tamura again. I dilma kol ba yisak kedusha in choyzem meimer. I can't do another tamura in a asham. And then into the leimer hadayim beguf. I would say maybe there I agree that I can't do it again because the same kedusha is a meimer. But if even the same guf, you're going to schaper by a different asham because this one after the tamura got lost and I got another asham and I was schaper by a different asham, so the first one becomes a oila. We need to reshain la oila. Mao shiach the yamaba. Can you do tamura again? Me and Rina ki ain meimer v'chayz meimer. When can you do tamura twice? Have the oisa guf oisa kedusha. Only the same guf, the same kedusha. Have the oisa guf kedusha achar is the same guf for a different kedusha. Now became a oila. Maybe chayz meimer. I can do tamura again. Idoma afa kedusha achar is even the second kedusha. Kim the oisa guf was the same guf. Ain chayz meimer. You can't do tamura again, even though it's a new kedusha. Teiku. We stay with the shaila. We stayed with a shaila now, when you have chayzer or meimer that you're not allowed to do, what happens if it's a different guf, or it's a different kedusha, or if even it's both, what's the halacha? And the Gemara is blibing with a teiku. If you're a second lashon lachayra, if it's two kedusha and two guf, you could do it. It's not a shaila. But if you're first lashon, it's a shaila by two guf and two kedushas. The other Gemara, next Gemara is a similar Gemara, but it's about a different topic, not about Tamura, about a Chaymish, but that same Rabbi Ovin clears the same type of Shaila, therefore the Gemara brings it in over here. On Rabbi Shimon Balevi, Hektish Rishay Moisev Chaymish. The first Hektish that you make on something, and before it gets transferred anywhere, when you want to redeem it, you want to pay it, you have to add on a Chaymish. That means, you have an animal, and it gets a mum, and I want to transfer it to another animal. All the animals have to be worth a fifth more. If it was 100, it has to be worth 125. Because it's a chaymish milbar, a chaymish from the outside. Hektish rishon moisev chaymish, but ain hektish sheni moisev chaymish. That means now, if you have a second animal that became transferred from the first animal that had a mum, the second animal, if I want to do a pidyon on that, it could be I won't need a chaymish. He's saying hektish sheni, exactly what hektish sheni means, but hektish sheni does not moisev chaymish. This is the way Rashi learns what Hektish Sheni means. Or if it's a Tamura. Also, it will not need a Chaymish. If you want to be redeem a Tamura, if it has a Mum, you will not have to buy a Chaymish. That's what Shuvalevi says, Alacha. On our part, my time with Shuvalevi, what's Psharim Shuvalevi? On my Krav, I'm a Makdish Yigal as base of Yosef Chamishus, Hamakdish Loya Makdis. Dafka a Makdish, not some of those Hatfasa, some of those are redeeming, some of those are transfer. Only a Makdish has to take a Chaymish. So on that, now Rabbi Ovin's speaking about similar shahs we had before, but talking about a case of chaymish. Because we said the second kedusha doesn't need chaymish. What's called a second kedusha exactly? That's the one I was going to deal with. Boy Rabbi Ovin, hifish asham leschaper boy. Someone set aside an asham to do a kapar on it, to have a kapar with it. V'hum ha'am got a mum. V'ho yisav lov chaymish. Got a mum, he transferred it. He's moisav chaymish. V'chil loy. Al-chaver. He's mechal on to behemoth number two. And then Mischapa Asham Acha, you Mischapa with a third Asham. Vnitik Zelayla number two turned into Ayla. Now it's a new Kedusha. Maybe now it's a new Kedusha. Maosh Yoyz Lachaymish. If you want to redeem number two, maybe after Moshe V'Chaymish, because now it's Oila, now it's not a goof. Maybe he wanted Moshe V'Chaymish. So I'm going to buy my Kamabayale. What is your question? Ishnei Kedushim Kedusha Achas Kamabayale. If your question is like two goofim and one Kedusha, which means just Oshem number two would be the same Shah, maybe since it's a new goof, maybe after Moshe V'Chaymish. To buy a label in a schapper. So Claire and Charlie, even had a schapper without getting lost, and you were chapper with different asham. And if the question is, take a douche, we go back to buy a label to humam. What if they have a case of a mum? Have a case where the first asham got lost, you have a second asham. Now, the first asham turns to Ayla. Maybe now it's a new kadusha, and you have to be Moise Vachemish on that. Because it's new kadusha of Ayla. New kadusha. Of oil, that would be the clear. If you have to make, if that's called new kedusha, hekta sheni or not, maybe it's called a hekta sheni or not. That would be the clear. You could clear the shaila there, even without having the case of two kedushas, and there be the another tzah would be that since now it's a oil, and a oil is like tuffle to what originally was a asha, maybe it has a status of a hekta sheni, and it will not need a chaimish. And even though this case it never had a hatfasa ever. It never had any pidyum. But since it became into an oila now, so therefore it's called a hekta sheni because since you mischaper of a different asham, it became a tuffle and it has a status hekta sheni. That's the Gemara's question. So that would be the shayla. So if I said, which one's your shayla? Shayla where both problems happen? Which one is shayla? Two kedushas and one guf? Or one guf and two kedushas? So the Gemara, oven chodam ve'goy chodam kama bayole. It was one intim shleim on the other one. If you want to say shnei gufim v'kedusha achas loy, that it means if it's a second guf now, even though it's still a asham, there you don't have to be moisav v'chaimish. Meshum dahi kedusha et ha'isav v'chadazim v'chaimish, because that kedusha asham already had a chaimish in it. But maybe you still could clear a shayla by shnei gufim or shnei kedushos. My, but if it has two kedushas also, the second one not only is a new guf, it's also a oila now. Then you could clarify, maybe that's really called hekta sheni. My, maybe wouldn't need a chaimish teku. Gemara blives with a shayla. It's one version in Rabbi Oven's question, shayla, about being hekta sheni by Moisef Chaimish. Lishtar chwina, not a lashon, similar to the first. Boy Rabbi Oven, Rabbi Oven declares a shayla, hifrish asham schap by vahumam. You set aside asham to be schap by and got a mum. V'chilalayel acha, and you transfer it onto something else for Moisef Chaimish, and you made a chaimish. You transfer it on an animal that's worth $25 more. Now the question is, Mash Yosef v'chaimish. On the second animal, you have to be Moisef v'chaimish. And he declares another shayla. This is one case where it was a mum and he transferred. Another shayla was, what happens if the first asham got lost? V'neschaper ba'asham acher. And then v'nit tegzel oila, the first one turned into oila. Mash Yosef v'chaimish. Do you have to put a chaimish in it? Again, the question was, since it's the first one we got demoted to oila, it's like a tuffle, so maybe it's like a hekta sheni. That was the shayla of the oven. Which one's the main shayla? If it's kedusha acheres in the same guf, that's your question, which means it turned to oila. So don't say a case that was you got a mum and you did a transfer of kedusha. And e guf acha ba'isa kedusha. If the suffix was, if it was one, it was a different guf in the same kedusha. It was asham, was a transfer. So loyne baigas schaper v'ashem acha. Don't take a case where you schaper with different ashem. Dr. Gemara, but often chadam agay chadam gemara. There's one shayla after another one. And the difference in this lashon and last lashon is it's not a shayla of two kedushas and two gufim. It just they're both shaylas of one, two, and two and one. Let's read it inside. Chadam agay chadam gemara le. Humam v'chilal achar. If we got a moment transfer number two, ma'os yosef v'chemish. If we want to redeem number two, they have to moisef v'chemish. Mir minim v'ashem kama hu de'ena moisef. The first asham, that's where I don't have to do it the second time. Aval beguf achar, a new guf. Aval the koyin boys do shim same kedusha. I have to be the rein chaimish. I have to be in chaimish. Maybe dafka, I don't have to be chaimish by the first one, but the second one I do, because it's a new guf. I don't want call it kedusha. I don't have to. Whatever is that same kedusha, I don't have to moisef v'chaimish. And im tim seloimar, and even Hadan you'll say guf achar kin moisef kedusha comes same kedusha ain't moisef v'chaimish. But ella neschaper ba'ashem achar and the same guf and this is ella oila mao. There I can say ki ain't moisef v'chaimish by hekta sheni. That's dafka Faisa Guf, Faisa Kedusha, same exact Kedusha. But Av Kedusha Acheres, but new Kedusha, turn to Oila, Loi, and you have to do Mois V'chaymish. Oy Dilma, Kim to Oisa Gufu, and Mois V'chaymish, same Guf, I don't have to Mois V'chaymish, it's turned into something else, I don't have to Mois V'chaymish. It's not if it's a new Oila good, but here it's the same thing, and it's a demoted thing, so maybe I don't bring a Chaymish. Teiku. The Gemara's Shaila is staying with a Teiku about this Shaila of Rav Oven.